holding by Brichas Kriyashma, Meir Loretz L'Ador Maleh Berachamim. So it's interesting, the Pashup Shah, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meir, gives light, La'aretz V'La'ador Maleh. La'aretz B'Pashas means to those that are living on the land, ground. But it's certainly not the Pshat, because the next two words are U'La'ador Maleh, and those that are inhabiting the land. So what does it mean, Meir La'aretz? So Mefarshim say that Meir La'aretz, first of all, it helps the things grow. Not only, and it also, Mimegat Shamayim, Mitol, Mitom Revetz Tochas, Rashi says that there are certain periods that the sun helps them get sweet, and certain pears that the moon helps them get sweet. So it also helps the pears grow and get sweet. It helps the trees grow. And not only that, the Mepharshim bring down here, the Yitzhak Tvilos they bring down, it's Yosef, in Yosef, they say that it also helps the metals that are get produced. The metals that are inside the ground also are helped out by the sun. To those that are living there, that they should be able to see. Imagine if it would be pitch black and we'd have no light whatsoever. It would be terrible. It would be black, dark the whole day. It would be extremely difficult to live. I saw somebody today, a little boy who was walking, he's been around here now, like one of the Tlanis, not able to see, and to appreciate that you're able to see and appreciate they have light to be able to see. It's interesting, actually, Rashi in Chumash, B'derech Maimer Musgur, Revolva points this out, he says that, it says on Yom Revi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Ma'aris, what's the purpose of the Ma'aris? The purpose of the Ma'aris is that you should be able to count days, and you should be able to count nights. Yula Ma'aris, Rakiya Shamayim. Lahavdil, what's the purpose? Lahavdil ben ayyem ben alaylo. Yula Oisis, Lavoyinim, Liyam Lashonim. That's the purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created there. You should know when's day and when's night. You should be able to know when is Yom Tovim. The next part it says, Rashi speaks out, it's like an afterthought. Not only do you use it for day and night and to know when the Mayadim are, but also it helps you the Horalel. But the Iker purpose of the Ma'ariz is for Yom Tovim, is for Klal Yisrael to know the days and the nights and the mitzvahs of the Chulam. However, that is, it's an afterthought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us also to see, and maybe that's the pshat in Berachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us light, Berachamim, that wasn't the Iker. He also added it to us that it's Berachamim. However, the pshat in Berachamim is that even for those that don't deserve it, even Rishoyim have light. Not only that, the Mepharshim say that the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the light is Berachamim. It's slowly but surely. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just imagine when a person turns on the light, and it's pitch black, it blinds you. But the Baruch Hu doesn't do that. Because the Baruch Hu does it slowly but surely. The sun sets every day, the sun rises every day. And it's Berachamim, how it shouldn't be too strong at once. Umetuvoi b'chadesh b'chol yom tamin ma'aseh b'reishis. Because the Baruch Hu's great kindness, he's mechadesh every second of the Bria. Like we say, Baruch oiseh b'reishis. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuously making the Bereishis, is continuously creating the world. Every second, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, that for every second, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashmiya koyach on the Welt. If you take away his koyach for 1 second, it's like we're plugged in. The second you pull out the plug, that's it, it's finished. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuously plugged in, and that's what Rav Dessler says, the Pshat in, we've mentioned this in the past, I think, that the Pshat in Kvitzos HaDerech, he says, what is a Kvitzos HaDerech? We know that Eliezer may have Kvitzos HaDerech and Gas HaKaron and Yaakov Avinu. What happened? If a person is standing there, he would see somebody flying by at top speed. Like, what's Kvitzos HaDerech? How does it work? Like, anybody in between gets knocked over? Says of Dessler, no. But the Baruch Hu is creating and recreating the Welt every single second. Generally, he recreates it in the exact same spot, in the exact same way that he created it beforehand. So whatever is here now is created in the same place. Something's falling, he creates it every second as it's getting closer down. Sometimes he creates a person here, and a second later he recreates him in a different place. So that's Shanik Pitzos HaDerech. You're not going to see him flying through the air. However, he created him here, and a second later he created him there. Because the Baruch Hu constantly, continuously, is being mechadish to my separations. Mo Rabu Masecho. That's what it really means, Tomid, the Rafarish. Betuve mechadesh bechol yoim, Tomid. It's not just every day. It's every day, every second of the day. every day, b'chlal, the every day, it's also, there's a fashion pshat, the portion saying, that every second of the day, the sun is rising in a different place. There's never a time that the sun is not rising. It's rising here, it's rising from China to all the way over. Every second of the day, it's rising in a different place. So really, it's constantly the day is being in its chadish somewhere else. Mo rabu ma'asech Hashem. Mo is a lashon, it's like a rhetorical question. Mo, some say that's kind of manishtan. Manishtan alav zimikol is how great is, because without that you can't really understand the hemshir. It's not a question. Manishtan is like, mo rabu ma'asech. I think the Aruch HaShulchan says this. Mo rabu ma'asech. What? Mo lashon alakecha. Yeah, there. Kiev, right. Mo rabu ma'asech. How great are your creations, Ribbono Shel Olam, kulam b'chokhma asisa, you've made them all b'chokhma, mal ha'aretz kinyanecha. The whole world is filled with your kinyanim. Kinyanim, what does it mean your kinyanim? Because Baruch Hu is kreinei hakol. What does it mean that he's kreinei hakol? He acquires everything because he created everything. Kreinei hakol, if you say in Shemoneh Esrei, means that because Baruch Hu has created anything, that's why everything is acquired, because he created everything. But mo rabu ma'asecha means not just how many you have, how Baruch Hu, the reboot. You know how many cockroaches, different types of cockroaches there are? You know how many different types of ants there are, and how many ants of every type of ant? It's crazy. You might see in your kitchen one time during the summer how many ants there are. It's insane. And that's in one spot, in one part of the house. How many billions and billions and billions? It's a tremendous amount. And not only that, kulam b'chokh matis, that's marabu in echus, in Kamus and in Eichel. Revolver brought down that Riruchim once went to the zoo. And he said after he went to the zoo, come on, every single time he davened, he remembered from that Bikur in the zoo. Because he saw so much godless Hashem from every single Bria of how it was made, that he remembered it every time that he was davening. And the truth is that you can see that in the Bria, and you see the Gemara darshan says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's certain Brias that can only be in the water, and if they come up to the Yabasha, then they die. Certainly, by Yabasha, they go into the water, they die. Certainly, the Avir, they go into the Eish. Some in the Eish, they go into the Avir. The Arbi Yisaydi. That everything in its own place, in its own, the tremendous amounts of Chachma, David HaMelech said, Ma'arobu Ma'asech Hashem. And he was the one that said, he asked Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand, why did you make Shaitim and why did you make spiders? Everything else he was able to figure out. Why there's 846 different species of cockroaches? He knew. He couldn't figure out why there's spiders. That means that everything that Ribbono Shel Olam created is all for Chochma, all for Te'elet. The Hamelech Hamereimim Levadi Mi'oz. We'll stop soon because we're Hamelech Hamereimim Levadi Mi'oz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merumam by himself Mi'oz. What does Mi'oz mean? Before there was a Bria. Adonai Olam Asher Molach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Even before there was any Yitzir, any before there was any creation, that means that. But he was Levada. He was Levada, and he was only Merumam. He wasn't. No one was Misnasi. It was Mishabeach Ribbono Shel Olam, because there was no other. There was nothing else. He was Merumam because he was the only king. So he's exalted because he's higher up, because there is no one else underneath him. After the Bria Sarilam, then Hamelech Hamerumim Levadai, he was Levadai Be'oz before the Bria Sarilam, Hameshubach, and before him is not saying Mimay Sarilam. Once it's Mimay Sarilam, because Baruch Hu created the world, then he's Meshubach, he's praised by Meshubach, before him is not Mimay Sarilam, he's Meshubach, and before he's praised, and he's glorified. And Misnase, he becomes Misnase. The Gemara says Misnase means when he does Din Birushayim, it's Misnase. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Firzach, the whole Din, the whole way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that it brings him, that exalts Ribbono Shel Olam, that makes him higher, that makes him, you're able to see his greatness by the way that he fears him. From the Bria Sa'ilam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the world, then we're able to see the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam.